Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Noodles at Noon. I did like a sea shanty. The show that focuses on things that are not worth focusing on. I am your host, who's getting concerned that he does not make good games because everybody seems to not be wanting him to make games anymore. It's Ben, and we are joined, as always, by our co-host, who is very good at making games. It is Noah.
All right, first game of the week. What's the deal?
Yeah, what is the deal? Why can I not make a game anymore, guys?
What's the deal with Ben never bringing games to the podcast?
Okay, and our special guest this week, you know and love him. He's unafraid to step in. It is Michael.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's constantly confusing, confounding the British henchmen.
Oh, everyone's favorite.
Fighting Frenchman. Lafayette.
Yeah. I have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah,
Hamilton, man.
Oh, nope. I've never seen or heard anything from that.
Oh my gosh, we're going to have to fix that.
Except Ben, I have sang pretty much the entire musical. If you would string this podcast together, we'd probably sang the entire musical at some point.
Michael and I have definitely had lots of references to the Hamilton soundtrack.
So in order to like keep my friendship alive with you both, I really need to go watch this so I can understand what we're talking about.
Yes, probably, maybe. I would recommend it.
Jesse started the Disney one that came out, you know, like 6 months ago or whenever that was.
A year ago.
And she made it like a half hour in and then just stopped. So I asked her, like, should I watch it? And she said, I only made it a half hour. And then I knew if she didn't make it all the way through, I definitely wasn't going to make it through.
It's so good.
Like, if you don't like the music, that's going to be a major turnoff. But who doesn't like the music, you know?
Oh, it's so good.
I enjoyed it.
Lin-Manuel
it like
Miranda
times.
Quality.
He's got that new movie out now.
In the Heights?
In the Heights.
What it's called?
Yeah, that looks sweet. I saw a trailer for that. That looked cool.
Well, the rule is you can't watch it until you've seen Hamilton.
For the backstory. You need to know how New York got created or wherever that new movie takes place.
It's heavily based on the life of Alexander Hamilton. So you need to watch Hamilton
to get all the references and Easter eggs.
Yep.
I have to watch Hamilton first.
100%.
Okay, that's good to know. I can do that. For the lore.
Yeah.
I want there's like a Lin-Manuel Miranda-verse, right? Like
his
movies take place in the same Miranda-verse.
That's accurate. Thank you guys so much for joining us this week. Thank you for listening to Noodles at Noon. You can find us on noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
There it is. Or anywhere you listen to your favorite podcasts, be it Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Fazoli's Bathrooms, The Opera House, the Ryman Auditorium. We're going to be doing a show at the Ryman Auditorium in Nashville coming up in a couple of weeks. We're not going to be inside. We're going to be outside.
Because they wouldn't let us inside.
Yeah. They didn't know who we were. So we're just going to be there, see how long it takes them to kick us out. But it's Nashville, so they're pretty lenient with street performers. Is that true? I feel like that's not true.
Maybe,
whatever.
Like, if we bring some signs so it looks like a protest, maybe they'll let us stay.
Maybe.
Because then we're not loitering. Then we're actively
protesting. Yeah. we're protesting the fact they wouldn't let us inside.
Yes.
Which is kind of what loitering is anyway. What was I going to say? I've already forgotten. I had a really funny bit planned, and now I've forgotten it. Oh, well. Well, thank you, Noah and Michael, for being here. We're going to get started with our weekly updates, and I am first on the list this time. And earlier last week, I should say, I believe it was exactly 1 week ago, because today is Monday, I got the opportunity to play some softball, which I do play baseball.
Totally
different.
Last
Sunday, I was, what was that?
Totally different.
Totally different. Very different sport. Ball is bigger in softball, and it's thrown much slower. I'm talking about slow pitch softball, not fast pitch softball. I wouldn't be very good at that, because those are very different sports, baseball and fast pitch softball. Just the manner at which the ball is thrown makes it a lot harder to go from baseball to softball or softball to baseball. Just so you know, softball's still hard. But I was playing slow pitch softball. I was filling in for a friend. I saw a message on Facebook asking if anyone could fill in for him. for softball. And I was like, you know what? I've got you covered, man. I'm going to do this. And the thing I love about slow pitch softball is that it's open to everybody. It's not inhibited to athletic people or... No, that's pretty much what most sports are basically limited to. But slow pitch softball, you come as you are and you just play the game with a tenacity and a joy that you would bring to playing any other game. And it was just a beautiful time. It was a lovely day. But the reason I bring up the whole athleticism thing is because I might not be the most athletic person, but I've always had a fairly decently strong arm. And
Only one.
Okay. My left arm can't do jack diddly squat. My right arm, very good at throwing balls of sportsness, I guess. But I was playing in the outfield, and I fielded a ball. I slipped and fell, which is fine. That happens, I guess. And I stood up, and there was one of those people that I was talking about just rounding second base. And I was like, oh, this is going to be very easy. So it was a very fun time playing softball. I'm happy I was able to do that, throw out a couple people, show off my relatively strong arm, which then my elbow hurt for a few days afterwards, but we're all good.
Ben,
now.
Come on, man. What are you doing?
The shoulder is better, but the elbow is
my elbow's
issue.
Always bad. I just need Tommy John surgery. But the other thing, because I was kind of I was feeling good about myself after the softball game because I played pretty well. I also played pretty well in the baseball game the day after that. And then on Wednesday, where I was volunteering at church, we did kickball before the event started, and I did really well at that. So I was like riding high on all these sports accomplishments and in areas that I shouldn't feel confident in my sports accomplishments. And, the lesson, it was about forgiveness, resentment, and revenge. It was about those three things. And the imagery that was used was about a stone. So like if someone hands you a stone or does or says something mean to you, your options are to throw it back at them. That would be revenge. Or you could hold on to it, this big heavy stone, and that would be resentment because that impacts you more than it impacts them. Or you could drop the stone, and that's forgiveness. So that was kind of the lesson that night. And as this lesson was being taught, the kid who was in front of me, his name is Juan. I love Juan. Juan's a fantastic and hilarious kid. So this lesson is being taught, and Juan turns around, he looks at me, he goes, "Hey, Four Eyes, here's a stone." And he pretends to hand me a stone. And that just brought me right back down to ground level. I was no longer feeling good about my sports accomplishments. And I was just like, I needed that, Juan. I needed that humbling experience. and now I'm back to a normal level of confidence. So that's what I did this week.
Are we back to the Four Eyes comments? Man, I don't know that I ever legitimately got a Four Eyes comment.
I didn't.
In my life.
Not until just then.
I guess it's got to come sometime. I mean, you're what, 22? Can I say that on the podcast?
Yeah, I'm 22. I'm old.
And you're still getting flack for wearing glasses.
Apparently.
Michael doesn't have to deal with that anymore.
I was going to say, Michael doesn't have to deal with any of this.
A couple of friends of mine and I, we would jokingly call each other Four Eyes because we all wore glasses. But yeah, now I can dish out the Four Eyes. I can cast the stones.
Can I call you Two Eyes now?
Hey, sure.
Two Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, and why is Four Eyes like such a derogatory term? I think it would be beneficial to have two more eyes, right?
You know what I never understood? People being like, oh, you're such a goody two-shoes. So, I have two nice shoes. What are you talking about? Why
is
that a bad thing?
What is the origin of that comment? Yeah, goody two-shoes. That one's never made sense.
I never understood it. Oh, you're being such a goody two-shoes. Thank you.
Okay.
For appreciating my kicks. Like,
it's mid-18th century. From the nickname of the heroine of History of what? Little Goody Two-Shoes... A popular children's story from 1766, in which an orphan girl triumphs over adversity through her unwavering virtue and hard work to become a teacher and marry a rich man.
That's what I'm... That's the life right there.
Oh, man. I guess that's
see,
a product
now I can...
of its time. This is your goal, to find a rich man and be good enough to be worthy of marrying them.
Now anyone... anytime someone deals out the whole goody two shoes thing, I'm like, so I'm going to work really hard and marry rich. What are you going
to
do?
Oh, and she like, used her newfound wealth to help the poor and do good works. So that's good. So that's all a good thing.
Person. Yeah. And I bet she had really nice shoes. Nice mug, by the way, Noah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I usually have a mug that is a location reveal for where I am. But this week I'm just sporting the Noodles
at
Noon
mug. The one week
mug.
That we're not live.
The one week that it doesn't matter.
Yeah, make sure you go to noodles.com, click on the store button. You can
Noodlespodcast.com.
Yeah.
And not you can get a mug.
Noodlespodcast.
Did I say noodles.com?
Yeah. What is that? Is that Noodles and Company?
Probably. Go to noodlespodcast.com, click on the store button, and you can get a mug just like Noah's. Go to noodles.com and you can get some delicious noodles. In fact, I had that for lunch. Not a sponsor yet. We'll get
there. They're hiring. They probably pay area? Like 15 bucks an hour nationwide.
What if we all got jobs at Noodles together? We could run the local Noodles and Company and
you
start
think they
a podcast.
Let us do our podcast there?
Yeah.
Live from the kitchen.
Free advertising.
Live from the kitchen is Noodles at
Live
Noon.
Live from Noodles and Company. It's Noodles at Noon.
I can't tell you how many times I've had a fan walk up to me on the street and say, like, man, your podcast really inspired me to go get Noodles and Company for lunch. So
we are definitely helping their... They owe us.
We've given them thousands of dollars in free marketing.
We really have. I think we need to take that to them. We need to get the Nielsen reports and
Noodle
show those
stock
off.
Has gone up 23% since Noodles at Noon aired.
I bet it has. When was our first episode? August or
August?
September?
Yeah. Okay. August. Okay. Noodles actually does have stock. I didn't realize that. Noodles has gone up about from 720 to 1258 since we started the podcast.
Okay.
So close to doubled.
We need to take that to them. Show that off, because like 28th of last year was at 836. Now it's at 1258.
That's because of us, I think.
Yeah, each one of these peaks that it hits is a day that we release a show.
This makes sense to me.
Because look, June 1st we released a show, hit 1320. June 8th we released a show, hit 1319. This week we're going to release a show. It's going to hit again.
All right, we'll get in contact with our lawyers and get Noodles to pay us what we're owed.
We'll figure that out.
So props to Noodles increasing their stock or whatever.
Good job. Noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com. Michael, what's up with your car these days?
Oh boy.
Is someone other than Ben having car problems? Can I just address that? Is my car working fine and yours isn't, Michael?
Well, let me tell the story. Okay. So our friends over at What in the World Wide Web podcast,
what in the world
which you
wide
can find
web
at
podcast.com?
.com. I don't know. I don't know the URL. Sorry. I don't
Spotify.
Know if they have a URL. It's on Spotify and iTunes. So that's all you need. They did an episode about Reddit relationship advice. And I sometimes use Reddit. I try not to because it's super toxic. But sometimes when I'm very bored, I browse Craigslist and I browse Reddit. And this week, I found something on Craigslist that I decided would improve my life marginally. So I went to go see it. But something that I like seeing on Reddit is the subreddit Idiots in Cars. I'm having trouble speaking. I did a really rigorous exercise this morning, and I have a brain fog. So Idiots in Cars is a subreddit where they show dash cam footage of people kind of being stupid in their cars and getting in wrecks and crashing into inanimate objects, or gas station footage of cars rolling away because someone didn't put the car in park, like a total idiot. And this is all stuff that happens on there. And it inspired me to buy a dash cam. So my car was missing at the time for my Craigslist transaction. So I took my mom's car. So I took it. I go to the Craigslist place. I get there. And then I just shoot a text to the guy saying, hey, I'm outside. I walk up, transaction goes great. I didn't get stabbed. He didn't get stabbed. And I walk away with my present. And I get into the car, and the car won't start. And I twist the key like three times. I'm like, like that sound. And then I look down, and I realize I left the car in drive. So I was the idiot in the car. And I just had to share because, yes, I was the idiot in the car. And my hypothesis is that the motion of me sending the guy a text filled in that space of when I would have put the car in park. However, where you put the car in park on my mom's car and on my car are in two different places. So my wires got crossed, and instead of putting the car in park, I sent the guy a text. So there was an action that filled that space in my brain, but it was the wrong action. Luckily, the street apparently was quite level because the car didn't roll, didn't move or anything. And I felt like a complete idiot after that. But check out reddit.com/r/idiotsincars, and you will see me in there with the car in drive.
Did you use your dash cam to document this and then post it on Reddit? Like, check out this idiot.
That's in my car, but I was using my mom's car, so it doesn't have a camera. However, people on that subreddit often post them being the idiot. And I love when people do that because, like, own up to it. Yeah, humans make mistakes. Sometimes we're stupid. And I was stupid. I left the car in drive. Obviously, I took the key out, but that's why the car wouldn't start, because it has to be in park. So
wait, I thought my car won't let me out. Yeah, my car won't let me do that.
Most cars, I think, won't let you take it out unless you put it in park.
My car and that car both let you, because I've done it. Well, I did it. Hey, don't give me that look. I did it. I was the idiot in the car. I can go do it again.
Did you yank it out, like, with all your might?
No, it lets you turn off the ignition and remove the key.
Well, because I've had the same problem, because I, you know, I drive a stick, and so occasionally when I do drive an automatic, I can never remember, like, why the key won't come out. Like, I'm trying to pull the key out, and then I always have to remember, oh, I have to put it in park first. Mm-hmm. So I've made similar mistakes, Michael. I'll give you a pass this time.
You know, the worst thing that could have happened was it rolled, because there's a pretty busy intersection not far down the road from where this guy's house was. The worst thing that could have happened was it was rolling, because I took my time to examine what I bought and look at it, because that's what I do. And that's my story.
Well, I wanted to follow up on something real quick before I talk about my update for the week, because I was unable to join Ben and Michael on a guest appearance on the Topic Please podcast, because I was out kayaking.
Which was awesome, by the way.
So I wanted to hear about that. Yeah, I listened to the show, and it was great. It was really funny.
Yeah, it was their longest episode ever, and it was... How long was it? It was probably longer than our longest episode.
I think an hour and a half. Like an hour and 16.
Yeah, it was a good time. And I think it's worth a listen.
I think it's very much worth a listen. We talked about if you could have the knowledge, if you could know everything about one topic, what would it be? That was what the topic was for the Topic Please portion of it. So I said...
Wait. They'll have to listen to find out what we said.
Okay. You got to go to topicplease.com.
Mm-hmm.
Topicplease.com.
And check out that episode. Michael, do you remember what it's called? I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head. But
Knowledge, Aussie Slang, Florida News, and More. Episode 27.
Episode 27. So go check out that at topicplease.com. But since, Noah, you weren't there, what is one topic or one thing that you would like to know everything about?
Well, I was thinking about this, too, while listening to the show. I don't know. I had a bunch of answers, and Jesse and I ended up talking about it, too. I'm going to remove, and you've talked about this a little bit, like, I'm going to remove all, like, theological or supernatural or divine answers from contention, just because that's where I would go. Like, I'd want to know all about, like, God.
Yeah.
And that's what I'd want to know. But that's also what the lady at the end of Indiana Jones 4 wanted. She wanted the aliens to impart all the knowledge to her.
Yeah.
And she became an alien herself.
And then she blew up because they're like, okay, here it all is. And she blew up.
Yeah. That's basically what I said would happen to me if I said that.
Yeah.
I said that in the show.
Mm-hmm. Did you talk about Indiana Jones?
No, we didn't. I didn't use the Indiana Jones reference because I like to pretend that movie doesn't exist.
We'll have
just
to see
that one.
If
the rest of the series is great.
Comes back and redeems it, or what happens there?
We'll see.
But I don't know. I would like to be able to speak a lot more languages, or maybe more specifically, know everything about every culture. Like, just be able to easily assimilate into any other culture and know all the customs and you know, not just tromp in with my American sensibilities and ruin everybody's day. Like, I want to know all the ins and outs of every culture so I can just travel anywhere and just know how to act and how to talk to people.
I like that one.
But that was a really great show. It was really fun to listen to, and Aaron and Liz are great, and you guys should all go listen to it. And you could also listen to last week, because, no, 2 weeks ago? When did we have them on?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yep. Episode 42. Episode 42.
And I did appreciate that you guys mentioned me quite a bit on the podcast, mostly whenever you needed to do something, like, let's make a note to have Noah do this.
Yeah, I mean, you weren't there to defend yourself, so we just put a lot of extra work on your plate. I mean, we were doing two podcasts that day.
In one day.
Right,
and in one day. And I had church where I was speaking for 3 hours straight on a headset to my camera operators.
It was like, yeah, Michael actually preaches. He leads a mega church.
Yeah, he does. And then all Noah did was went and kayaked.
That's true. Which is what I wanted to talk about real quick. Jesse and I got a kayak, as I talked about last week, and I said we were going to go take it out, and I'd never been, and it went really well. It was a lot of fun. It took a long time to get into the water, because you get there and all of the parking spots were full. Like, so many people were there. It was just covered in people. It was a nice day, and, you know, I think a lot of people didn't get out as much last year, so there was just a ton of people everywhere. And we finally found parking somewhere far away from where you go to pay to park. And so I walked back to go pay to park. And for some reason, Jessie's credit card that she gave me was not working. And it turned out I was using the wrong one the whole time. And that was the problem. But eventually I had to pay a guy off in cash to buy a parking ticket for me. And then walk it the long way back to our car. But once we finally inflated the kayak and made our way through the mess of people and got into the water, it was really fun. And we got to just kayak along this reservoir. We ended up crossing over to the other side and finding this little inlet. And there were some girls there, and they stopped us and said, "Hey, have you guys gotten in trouble with the Rangers yet?" And we were like, "No." And they said, "Well, we were trying to kayak earlier, and they yelled at us for not having life jackets." And yeah, Jesse and I did not have life jackets. Sorry, please don't tell anybody. So having that in the back of my mind, you know, now I'm looking out for Rangers everywhere and knowing we're going to get caught at some point. So we go back out on the water, and we ended up seeing some lightning, so we started to head back to shore. But we were like getting followed by this police Ranger boat that was going out, and it had like a siren on it. They were pulling other boats over for completely different reasons. And we were just navigating our way back to shore, like as far away from the Ranger boat as possible, because we just really didn't want to mess with it. And eventually we made it back to shore. We didn't get stopped by the Ranger, but we definitely took a roundabout way of getting there just so we wouldn't have to go near the Ranger, because it wouldn't be the first time we've gotten yelled at by a Ranger at that very spot. In fact, our very first date was there. And we got in trouble because I brought some glass wine glasses to drink our soda out of, and we got in trouble.
Oh, why? I don't know why I was thinking like wine bottles. Like, you brought wine bottles to drink soda. I was like, why would you do that?
Yeah, we weren't drinking alcohol. It was just, you're not supposed to have glass, which makes sense. Like, you don't want to break the glass. But fortunately, that guy was very nice, and I think he could probably tell we were on a new date. Like, we didn't know each other very well, and he didn't give us too much trouble. But the Ranger's there. They'll get you. Watch out.
He didn't slap you in cuffs on the spot.
It'd be awesome. I get arrested on the first
Jesse,
date.
It's not what it looks like. I promise.
It's just glass. I will say, way to bring, like, wine glasses on a picnic for a first date to put soda in.
I had it all prepared. I had this nice picnic basket and like grape soda because I knew she really liked it. And yeah, I overthought it because it got us in trouble.
You know, I think that's fine.
Yeah, but maybe it showed the edgy side of you that she needed to see before she accepted
the bad boy.
You know?
Oh, yeah. He's a bad boy. Where is Jessie? Is she there? I want to ask her if you're a bad boy.
Okay. All right.
Maybe she'll speak pipe in and answer that question.
Okay, perfect. Speaking of speak pipes, how do you leave one?
Oh, if you want to leave a speak pipe, you go to our website, noodlespodcast.com.
Noodlespodcast.com.
And go to the Contact Us page where you'll find a big orange button where you can leave a speak pipe, which is just a voice message that we will listen to on the podcast and answer on the podcast, unless it's really profane or we just don't think it's interesting. And then we'll ignore you.
Yep. We're good at ignoring people.
Well, do we have any feedback or reviews this week?
I have some feedback. I don't know if it's technically a review, but I was talking to a friend of mine today, James, who does want to be on the podcast. And he told me today that he's a big fan. He likes what he's listened to of the podcast, but he works at a... I don't know what the technical word for it. He builds doors. He's a door builder.
That's adorable.
Like, it's adorable, yeah. But he like is literally building giant, or not giant, but like full-size doors out of wood. They're like solid oak doors that he builds. Really awesome doors. And he's told me he's tried listening to our podcast because he listens to pod or music and stuff at work. But for whatever reason, like... the noise of like all the saws and heavy machinery like matches up with like the tonality of our podcast, and it like cancels out the podcast, so he can't really hear us. So I thought what we could do is all like talk at the frequency of saw blades. I don't know if that would help or hurt, or how we would do that.
So would that be lower? I mean, I tried to give my best saw impression a second ago. I don't think it was
well,
very
when you're
good.
Using like a table saw, it's like that's my impersonation of a saw.
Yeah, I don't know. Should we just go really loud?
Is that the answer? Should we just be louder than the table saws?
We could try that. Michael, I know you're editing this week. Could you pump in some like
ambient saw music?
some saw. Could you pump in some saw music?
Just put the soundtrack from the movie Saw behind us.
Yeah. I think that's like no. Could you like do like heavy industrial like noise, and we'll see which one sounds the best. I'll send you some samples. But
well, maybe we'll he see, can like, send us some samples from his workplace, and maybe. Then we can work around that.
Yeah. So like, I'm thinking like. I kind of like what you're thinking with going lower if we all talked like we were in a Ford F-150 commercial. Like, welcome to noodlespodcast.com or Noodles Pot or Noodles at Noon, whatever we're called. Today we're going to be reviewing the 2022 Ford F-150. It's built for tough. Like, I don't know if that sounds better or if we do need to go higher. Hey, y'all, welcome to Noodles at Noon. I don't know why I went southern as soon as I started doing that.
Michael, can you pitch us up like Alvin and the Chipmunks?
For a whole episode. Just do it for the whole episode. Okay. And cut out this section that we're talking about.
So no one has any context as to why.
We'll send him a custom version of the Chipmunk episode where it's just higher up and ask him to compare and see if that's better. And then we can move forward with the Chipmunk direction.
Yeah. Yeah. So James, if you're listening, we have heard your cries for help. And we are going to do
and
what
by
we
hearing
can to
protection.
Fix them. Yeah, we are going to...
No, it works really
first
well.
First of all, we're going to get you noise-canceling headphones.
What works really well is I have, like, actual hearing protection that's, like, 35 decibels or something. And when I mow the lawn, I suck those over my ears, and I sneak my earbuds in under them.
Yeah.
And it completely blocks out the... I think that's what we need to do. We can... Let's set up a donation fund. GoFundMe... for James and his hearing protection
ears.
So we can listen to Noodles.
Yeah.
Podcast.
Help James listen to the podcast of his dreams.
So yes, James, you have been heard and help is on the way. That's all I have to say for that. Yeah, that's the only review I have for this week. Michael, what is your YouTube comment of the week?
Oh boy. Okay, so this one comes from a game that I played and uploaded to my YouTube channel. And the game on Steam is free, and it's called EV3 Extreme Velocity Drag Racing. Now, this game, Well, let me just read the comment, okay? The game isn't very good, is how I'll start. And the video is really funny because we kind of made fun of the game. The comment comes from someone by the pseudonym of G.I. Joe, and the comment reads, quote, comment of author of this video and his level of intellect, it's lower than the graphics, interface / graphics of this game, ! What an idiot, ! Close quotation mark. So I clicked on this guy because I'm like, oh, I got a hate comment. That's cool. The algorithm is helping me out. And his channel is like a whole bunch of Russian propaganda. And if I look at the analytics for this video, Russia is among the top viewers. So I don't know if this game was made in Russia or why it has a cult following in Russia, but they hate my guts. And this comment thread kept going. And I think Ben jumped in to defend calling me an idiot and all this stuff. But it's so amusing. And it's a great comment. Uplifting for the week.
Yeah, very grammatically correct, too. Comment of author of this video and his level of intellect. It's lower than interface graphics of this game. Like, I know what he was going for now that I read it slowly. But, like, of course he's commenting about you.
He's in Russia.
This is a comment of author of this video.
So do you think this is a legitimate comment, or do you think this is some kind of bot?
No. He kept replying, it's real.
Yeah, it's real.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
And again, these people in Russia hate me because of that video. But no, I know you watched part of it, and there's this really trashy, like, stuff happening, and the menus look terrible, and you have to pay $3 to like start the game almost, and they didn't like that I was critical of their the only game that they can play in Russia.
Did he make the game? You thought about that?
Maybe.
I mean, that's totally something I would do. If I had made a game and I saw other people playing it, I would totally pull a Mitt Romney and like start a fake YouTube account and just go, you know, berate all these people that hated my game. It's what you do.
That makes sense.
Well, there you go.
Well, thank you so much, G.I. Joe, for that amazing comment on one of Michael's videos. You are cordially invited to be on the show next week.
That'd be so awesome. You can
further berate Michael and his dissatisfaction for the game that made you the man you are today. Speaking of games that made us the men we are today, Michael, you want to get us started with a game?
Oh, yeah. So today's game, as we all know, is Cameo Celebrity Cost Cthulhu.
That was the...
Do you have a scrape on your
arm? I do.
What happened? Hair dryer incident?
Yeah, no, I scraped it. I was planting a tree at my grandparents this morning. And they had like those metal stakes in the ground that they tie the tree to so it doesn't fall over, and I scraped it on one of those.
Oops. Anyway. Cameo
is a service. I burned my hand on a rice cooker.
No one really asked, Noah.
Cameo is a service that allows you to purchase a short video from celebrities of all popularities, and they can wish you a happy...
No, is your hand okay? I'm sorry. I felt... Is your rice cooker hand okay?
I don't feel like I have to answer that question.
Oh, okay.
Day, anniversary, graduation, and so on. In this game,
my brother once burned his arm on a thing of chicken that he was cooking in the microwave, in the oven.
Let's let the poor man talk now.
Ben and Noah will go head to head to guess the cost of each celebrity's cameo. We are using Price is Right rules, which means the highest closest bid without going over wins. If you get a right on price, you'll hear the sound of the... What is it called? Bongos?
The bangos.
The sound of the bongos.
The sound of the bongos. And if you are incorrect, you will hear another sound that I will make up. Today's theme is video games.
I know those.
I've met them. Since Noah said something, we'll make him go first. First round. James C. Burns. He is a voice actor best known for lending his vocal abilities to Sergeant Woods in Call of Duty, Black Ops 1, 2, and 4. How much is a cameo from James C. Burns?
Well, I do know somebody named James Burns, but I don't think it's the same one. Is that... I actually don't know this person, but I think
I don't think anyone does.
Oh, that sounds like a hint.
I was going to say higher, but since Michael made that comment, I'm going to say $39.
All right, Ben.
Speaking of seeing burns, Michael, or Noah, is your hand okay?
Yes, it
is. The one that you burned on the rice cooker? I'm just making sure.
It's fine.
Okay, this is hilarious because I was going to, like, this isn't me just saying this. I was genuinely going to say $40. Like, I wish I had written it down.
You can do it.
But.
You can do it.
Since I think it is $40, I'm going to subvert expectations and say $1.
Ooh, the undercut. And the undercut pays off. James C. Burns is $25. This category, they may not be as much as some of the other categories. So we're starting out with the 25. The next one, though, Yuri Lowenthal, also the name of the cat in the room with Ben probably right now. Yuri Lowenthal is a man that shares a name with Ben's cat-in-law. And he has used his voice in productions like the Spider-Man Miles Morales video game, The Prince of Persia, Ben 10, Naruto, and, you know, almost anything else you can name. His IMDb is crazy long. Yuri Lowenthal, Ben, we'll start with you.
I don't think Yuri's my cat-in-law. I think it's my cat-nephew.
Oh, sure.
Cat-nephew. I like that.
We'll go with that. Cat-neph.
Cat-neph. Yuri Rosenthal.
Lowenthal.
Right? Lowenthal. I was clearly listening. He's been in a lot of stuff, but I'm going to say, because I mean, he has been in a lot of stuff, but I think like the Black Ops games are a bit more popular than a lot of the games that you listed. So I'm going to go ahead and say $15.
Okay, 15 from Ben. Noah, what do you think?
I do think it's low too, but I think that's pretty low. So sorry, Ben, but I'm going to say $20.
And Noah takes a point. So he is $100.
Oh my gosh.
Cameo. Okay. Yeah, this guy's been in a lot of stuff, and he's pretty popular right now with the games that are out that he's worked on.
Spider-Man is pretty big, I guess.
The Spider-Man game, I haven't played the Miles Morales version, but the original version is very good.
I think he was in that one too. I think he's the main voice of that one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, pretty sure.
Huh.
You can look. You're not going to find anyone else that I have. So we'll start with Noah with round three. Sam Witwer, best known for his roles as Darth Maul and Palpatine in the Star Wars animated series The Clone Wars. How much is a video from Samuel Witwer? Noah.
He's got to be more. He's a big name. I would love to get Sam Witwer doing the intro to our podcast in his best Darth Maul voice. That would be pretty sweet. I would pay $60 for that.
All right, $60 from Noah. Ben.
I would not pay $60 for that. I would pay $10 for that. But because Star Wars is kind of like cult classic-y, not cult classic-y, but like the animated series is much more like, I would say, like a niche following of Star Wars fans, whereas the movies are kind of like a global following of fans. I think that helps him a little bit. You said 60, right? I'm going to say 30.
Okay. That was interesting. Hyped it up and then shot it down. Noah will take a point. He is $75 on Cameo.
Ooh,
Noah is up
nice.
2-1 with two rounds to go. Ben, we'll start with you. Listen closely, okay? Jerome Isetti, perhaps better known as Jerome ASF. Jerome is a popular Minecraft YouTube content creator with nearly 5.5 million subscribers on YouTube. He's been making videos since July 2011. How much is a cameo from Jerome Isetti, Ben?
As much as I want to say it's low, I don't think it... Well, maybe it is. Because, like, if he's a Twitch streamer, you could just donate to his Twitch and he'll, like, read something out on there. Right?
Sure.
But then I'm going to go with $50.
All right. 50 from Ben. Noah, what do you think?
I'm going to go $1, Bob.
$1 Bob. And Noah takes a win. He has $49. Are you kidding me? I'm checking right now. I will screenshot the page in case the price changed, and it did not. He has $49 on Cameo. So Ben wins. Noah wins. My bad. Noah wins. But if we want to hear the final round, we can, just for fun.
Sure.
So, last guy, Stephen Chang, who lent his character stylings to the worst, most anticipated video game of last summer, The Last of Us 2. He played Jesse, who was a dude that had a romantic interest in Ellie and Dina in the game until he got shot in the head by Abby at the end conclusion of the game. Spoiler. Noah, how much do you think a video from Stephen Chang is?
I don't know the name. I have never played A Last of Us. So with that said, I'm going to go $49, not 50. But Ben might go 50.
I'm not. I'm going to go $1.
All right. And Ben would take the hypothetical point. He is $25.
Ooh.
On Cameo. So that's the conclusion. In a 3-2 or a 3-1, depending on how you score, game. It was close. That was a good one.
Yeah.
The low-cost ones, maybe they're more competitive than the...
I'm mad.
Like $400. You should I'm be. Mad. But it was entertaining, so...
Who was it? Like George Foreman that was $750 or whatever?
Yeah, someone was a disgusting amount of money.
Yeah, I think it was George Foreman.
All those grills have really gone to his head.
Yeah, I mean, if you're George Foreman, you have tons of money. You really don't need to be on Cameo unless somebody is willing to pay you $1,000 to make it worth it. So I guess it makes sense.
Right.
Yeah.
But with that said, are you all ready to play What's the Deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Ding, ding.
As always, I'm going to ask three questions, and both Ben and Michael will get a chance to answer what they think I'm asking about. So I'm going to say, what's the deal with something? And then they have to tell me what the deal is with that thing. So to start off, Ben, since you lost the game, I'll let you go first. Ben, what's the deal with oceans?
Well, one of them had Sandra Bullock in it. The film series, that is. I'm sure Sandra Bullock has been in an ocean. But I believe the deal with oceans is that they're adding a fifth one. As you know, there is the Indian Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Atlantic Ocean, and the other one, the Arctic Ocean, I think is what it's called. They're adding a fifth ocean to the mix. I can't remember what it's called, but there's another one.
The DJ Khaled Ocean.
The DJ, another one. It just ruins every other ocean by just being in the background, being like DJ Khaled.
All right, Ben says they're switching up the world. They're rolling out a new ocean. They're patching in a new ocean to the Earth. Michael, what is your thought?
This one, you know, it's glaring to me again, once again, and it's Hillsong. They had tremendous success with their hit song Oceans, and they said, hey, 2020 was a tough year financially. People, you know, not as many people going to church. We're not making much off our licenses. Let's write Oceans 2. So Hillsong writing Oceans, the sequel to Oceans Where Feet May Fail.
Does it have the same like melody or chorus, or is it same lyrics, yeah, but different tune? What's the deal?
I think it's the same melody. They just slightly changed, you know, more Control-C, Control-V in there. Just a little bit more. Keep
it's
it updated.
12 minutes
also,
long.
You mentioned not making much off of their, like, royalties from church. Like, no church has ever paid for the rights to play a song. I hope you know that.
How does Hillsong, how do they make their billions?
By having
concerts.
A mega church?
Yeah, but I guess by true. Having a mega church, being a college.
Same way Joel Osteen has a private plane.
playing concerts.
That's true.
And Justin Bieber. I think he's closely affiliated with Hillsong.
Yeah, they actually got Justin Bieber for Oceans too. He's going to sing the hook.
Baby, oceans, oceans, oh, like oceans.
Well, I wish I had my bongos again, because one of you is exactly right. And the answer is Ben. Ben, they are adding a fifth ocean to the map. It's like a new bump on the earth that's just water and it's a new ocean. But no, National Geographic has said that there is now a fifth ocean that they will recognize. The Southern Ocean, or more specifically,
right.
The water that surrounds Antarctica. Apparently, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration began recognizing the Southern Ocean as its own fifth ocean back in 1999. So it only took 22 years for National Geographic to catch up. But now the maps and atlases created by National Geographic are going to show five oceans. So it just goes to show that everything we learned in school was wrong. We learned there were nine planets. We learned there were four oceans. I don't know. I don't know what's next. Maybe there will be an eighth continent.
Oh, man. 4ocean.com is going to have to completely change their branding. Because it's like they're doing good for the ocean, but there's also four oceans. But now they're going to have to
five ocean.
So how are they going to do that?
This is going to just tank the economy. We're not ready
for this. Except for National Geographic. You know they did that so they could sell more atlases.
They're like, nobody buys maps anymore.
I do.
We need to update it.
You have a map in your basement, Noah.
Yeah. That's true. It does.
Were you guys taught about the Southern Ocean? Because I told this to Jessie this morning, and she already knew all this. And she said, yeah, I learned all this in school. Like, it was always five oceans. Did you guys learn there were four or five?
We learned... Well, I remember learning that there were four, but I remember... I think it was in middle school, like, in one of my earth sciences classes, they're being like, there's actually five, but we don't really talk about four of them. So I do remember, like, I remember being taught that, and then I remember seeing something in the news about it, so that's why I went with that one.
Well, good call, because you were right. I just thought that was interesting. I guess this is not really that big of news, or new of news, I should say. It felt life-shattering to me when I first read it. Like, wow, the earth has changed. There's a fifth ocean now.
Well, like, I never understood how we, like, classified oceans anyway, because they're all connected.
Yeah.
Well, we had like, this conversation this morning too, and apparently which oceans? There are two oceans that just like don't mix, and there's like a line in the water where you can see the different oceans.
It's the Atlantic and the Pacific.
Yeah, the Pacific Atlantic Ocean Divide. We'll put a picture of this up on the website. Listeners, you should all check it out. It's crazy. Like the water looks completely different, and there's just like this line that shows where they don't mix.
Accurate.
So anyway. All right. So Ben's going to take the point on the very first question. Michael, we'll go to you for this next one. What's the deal with cicadas?
That feels like a softball answer because, you know, there's I think it's cyclical. Like every 4 years, there's like a really bad cicada infestation in Florida.
17.
Or the southern. What?
I'll give you the hint.
What?
It's every 17 years that.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so every X amount of years, cicadas really come out. And I think either this is a year where it's happening or we're coming near it. However, man, there's a lot about cicadas. I'll just give you a good one here. Several of them got in the engine of Air Force Two, the lesser known presidential plane, and they prevented it from taking off. And don't eat them if you're allergic to seafood.
I have heard they're bad around DC right now. Yeah, that's a good guess. Ben, what else are cicadas up to right now?
Well, I'm very, very mad at Michael because I was going to say that you shouldn't eat them. My thing was going to be that you shouldn't eat them if you're allergic to seafood. That was going to be what I rolled with. But
no,
then you
just
randomly
just
threw
it.
That in there at the
just
end.
Use it. I was covering my bases. Just use it.
Okay, that's what I'm going to go with.
I can't
you
get a point if
them.
He's right. But there's so much with cicadas
right
now.
There are many things with cicadas going on.
Yes.
You should not eat them if you're allergic to seafood.
Is that true?
You know it's true.
I actually didn't. That's not the answer I have.
Oh. Well, that's true. You should not eat them if you are allergic to seafood.
Interesting. Are you supposed to eat them anyway?
There are a lot of people who are making cicada delicacies around the... especially in the DC area. I think I saw an interview on NBC Nightly News with like someone who's like planned a whole menu around cicadas. So
wow. Ugh.
It's because there's so many.
Yeah,
yeah, there's so many and they're big.
Well, Michael is pretty close. In Ohio this week, a cicada flew through an open car window, hitting the driver in the face. The driver, momentarily taken aback, crashed into a utility pole and totaled his car.
Did he survive? Remember seeing that.
Yes, I believe he survived.
Everybody survived.
Oh, the cicada did not, I don't think.
Oh, dang. It's like the turtle through the windshield.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like the turtle from when Bella was on.
Yeah, he was able to take the cicada to a local restaurant, and they cooked it up for him in a nice little creme brulee dish. So, happy
and
ending.
He died because he was allergic to seafood.
Oops.
Karma. Karma.
Hey,
karma.
Dad joke.
But I am going to give the point to Michael for that, since, you know, cicadas in an engine, cicadas in a car. Cicadas can do damage to vehicles. So for our last question, the score is tied 1-1. Back to Ben first. Ben, what's the deal with Lego crimes? Bringing Lego back in, because I got to talk about Lego.
What's the deal with Lego crimes?
That's
correct.
That
doesn't make sense to me.
Well, I'm guessing it's a Lego-related crime. So it's either like a crime against Legos, or a crime like involving Legos, like someone stole a bunch of Legos, or on the flip side of that, somebody used Legos to commit a crime. And I'm feeling that one. I'm feeling like some Michigan man held up a bank with a gun that he concealed under his coat, but was actually just made out of Legos.
Ooh.
That's what I'm going with. But I feel like I'm wrong based on that reaction.
Or maybe it's an ooh, he's really close. It was Michigan. Maybe. Maybe not.
Holland, Michigan.
All right. Man uses fake Lego gun to commit a bank robbery. Michael.
Okay. So a guy in New Hampshire who had one of the only few remaining cops and robbers Lego sets listed it on eBay this past week, and it sold for $213,000 to make it on the list of the top 8 most expensive Lego sets ever sold on eBay. And he's from New Hampshire, so you know it's real.
That's
the
what
top
people
8 most expensive Lego sets sold on eBay from a man in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
It's a very specific.
He sells a
list.
Lot of them, okay.
All right, the deal is an Oregon man was caught and arrested after attempting to steal approximately $7,500 worth of Lego sets from a toy store in Oregon. A
so it's like, what, 3 Lego sets?
Yeah.
3 Saturn V.
Pretty much. That's about it. A truck driver reported that a man was moving piles of cardboard boxes from a wooded area that backed up to some stores near the bus shelter. I think this was in a mall. The officers found several boxes which had Lego sets in them, and they also found a dolly in the wooded area, as well as several additional Lego boxes nearby. And that's like a wheeled dolly, not a baby doll kind of dolly. So this man was trying to make off with a ton of Lego sets, got caught, got arrested. Don't try to steal Lego, because you will be found out. Be sure your Lego crimes will find you out. And with that said, I think I have to give it to Ben. I think okay. Ben's was...
Okay. I'll take it.
Ben's was more crime-oriented. Michigan was closer than New Hampshire. Yeah, Ben wins. Ben wins the game.
Well, thank you very much, Noah, and thank you all for listening. Congratulations, Noah. You won a game. It's not becoming a meme anymore, so I'm kind of sad, but whatever. But congratulations to me. Thank you so much, Michael, for being here. It's so great to have you week after week. But thank you all for listening, because you guys are the true winners, because we're all winners here. Noah, Michael, do you have anything you would like to add?
Listen to Topic Please from last week. AKA the one that didn't come out yesterday. And listen to that one too. Sorry.
I didn't mean don't listen one. To any other no, no, no. episode.
Don't listen to any other Topic Please except for the one Michael and I were on.
Especially listen to the one from not yesterday, but the one before. Listen to the one from yesterday. Check out all of our podcast friends like Journeys of Scientists and What in the World Wide Web. And am I forgetting anyone? No, I don't think so.
Except for Jesse's podcast.
Yeah. how to cook a mad souffle with
cicadas.
Cicadas.
Well, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. I don't really have much of an exit. Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
I have about 18 gallons of bathwater in my basement from various e-girls.